You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number two, Mino and the Mayor, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, 96. I'm just going to say, okay, we're on WGBW and WISS. It is 97 degrees in Green Bay, 98 in Oshkosh, and 96 in Appleton.
Can you just go with those? You wish.
Can I just go with those?
Yeah, that's fine.
31 degrees below zero here in Green Bay with the wind chill, 13 below in Oshkosh, 9 below in Appleton, 11 below in Green Bay. What is it, Nina?
In Nina? Yeah. It's cold.
I can actually tell you right now.
Really, it was cold? All right. You should get into weather.
Landon Lawson, our new Civic Media meteorologist. What is it in your hometown in North Dakota right now?
Oh, back home in North Dakota, the air temp is negative 30 this morning, and then with the wind chill, it's negative 60.
Well, and that they have plenty of air out there. I mean, that's just so open.
Wide open.
You know?
Wide open. Like, that's what the Dixie Chicks song's about.
Yeah. Like,
is it about that? Is it about
no.
North Dakota?
Okay. How about those wind gusts yesterday in Canada, Delta?
Flipped that plane over?
Ugh. That was only 40 miles an hour. I mean, that's 40 miles. That's going to be bumpy, but I was really surprised. And I've been in that type of plane a million times. And it's just, I mean, to flip it over, that's got to be wind shear. That wasn't just the wind. But anyway, so Minot, North Dakota to Neenah, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
I know you're an educator.
They don't pay teachers very well out in North Dakota. And I followed a gal out here. It didn't work out. That happens.
Yeah.
But then I fell in love with teaching out here and got to be a high school teacher. And then...
At Neenah High School?
I formerly taught at Neenah High School. I teach in Oshkosh now.
Okay.
And then as a teacher, got to have a side gig.
Always.
And so I started this little trivia thing called Mr. Trivia. And I've been hosting at Lion's Tail for the past year every Wednesday. And then one of the bartenders... has come up with this idea for speed dating, and they're like, "Well, Landon, you're the host for trivia. You should probably."
No, that's. I remember that was years. Like, what? Todd, you seem like the kind of guy that would have done that back in like the early 90s.
I really
mid-90s.
Didn't, but yeah, 10, 15 years ago?
At 20, least.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a big deal.
What was?
Speed dating.
Yeah.
I was married, so. I did it out of town.
I didn't. You know, I'll be honest with you. I was never actually in one of the bars where it took place. I would promote it because these people would always, just like we're doing right here, come to the radio and they'd tell me exactly how it works, speed dating.
Yeah. So we thought, you know, everyone's doing all these online apps and stuff, and you got to match people online and you can get to maybe know them a little bit, but you never like get that face to face chemistry that you get.
And they're creepy. I mean, you can get in trouble, too.
Yeah. Got to get that sense. You know, you got that certain something.
It's pretty hard to catfish when you're speed dating. I really liked when I was on the apps, and I met some cool people, but, you know, you had to weed a lot of people out, and it took a lot of time to make a match. I met my wife online. Once we finally met face-to-face, it was love at first sight. It was great.
That's cool.
Yeah. I thought you were going to just say the opposite to promote your speed dating. And then we met. It's like, I got to do speed dating.
But
right,
if I would have met her speed dating, we could have made that connection a lot sooner than talking for a couple weeks online.
I got it.
And so when Nico brought up this idea for speed dating, I was like, oh, that'd be really cool.
And
to do
who
a
is
brewery.
Nico?
Nico's a bartender at Lion's Tail as well.
Okay.
This is kind of her brainchild.
Tell everybody what the Lion's Tail is.
Lion's Tail Brewing is in Neenah, Wisconsin. It's an awesome brewery. Make lots of awesome beers. I got a bin of them here for you guys. I don't know if you want to put them in your coffee cup, but there's 3 4 packs here. One for you, one for you, and then one for the producer because you got to bring the producer.
Show me that. Oh, this is great with our diet because we're considering Ozempic, but
four packs. Oh, cute cans.
Yeah.
You package all this?
I last night I left Lion's Tail, brought them over.
I like this presentation.
This is very, very cool.
And you guys can mix and match them if you got different styles in there. But there's some good ones. We've got a lot of good sours. I'm a really big fan of that violet sour right there.
Yeah.
Super delicious blueberry. One of our flagship beers is probably
Juice Cloud.
It's a hazy IPA. A lot of people find it very delicious to drink. And then we do a lot of variations of the Juice Cloud. We've got a Juice Jam. I think you ended up with it here. Yeah, nice jammy that. Flavors in
New
that one.
New England IPA.
Yeah.
Now, you guys got, is there some kind of a rivalry going? You got West Coast IPA, you got East Coast, you got New England, you got...
That's just a different style thing? IPA. So okay. The West Coast IPA is going to be...
And then you got a Boundary Waters Canadian Lager.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Got to keep that. That's, that one's crisp and cold and delicious.
Canadians are not real happy with us right now.
I don't think that they're not going to buy. I don't think the Chuck Brothers
are drinking
that right now.
This one, if you buy it at Lionsdale, doesn't have a tariff, so you're
good.
All
right, there you go. Okay, all right. That's good.
Wow.
All right, so you're a microbrewery.
Yep.
Actually, and you sell this outside the state? Do you have that license? Yep. Or you? Okay.
I'm not familiar. I'm just the pretty face that hosts trivia and events.
Before we get into the speed date, I just want you to underscore this trivia, how successful that's been to your place and many places, quite
honestly.
Yeah,
for sure. Lion's Tale does trivia every Wednesday night at 6:30. I'm the host. I run Mr. Trivia. We do general knowledge every other week, and then we do a theme every other week.
Yeah.
So last week was Disney themed, so you get those Disney adults with their mouse ears on out and showing off all that depth of knowledge. And then,
do you ever have an NFL quarterbacks trivia night?
I had an NFL one last fall. I did a Green Bay Packers one last fall.
Oh!
NFL quarterbacks would be a fun theme.
Yeah.
We can do that.
Where do they go to college stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about, do you do a political one?
I did a political one. I did it on Election Day. It was awesome.
Oh,
we did political history. It was fun.
Do you charge the teams?
No, I do not. It's free to play.
I love that because... Yeah. Kids, people want to go out, you know, and my kids are a little bit older, in their late 20s, and that is their thing to do, and then you just buy the hors d'oeuvres and a few drinks, and
that's all
clientele's great.
If you're coming around playing trivia and not buying anything and just drinking waters, I might mean mug you
or criticize
your answers a little bit, but.
Well, yeah, they understand it. All right, and that's what, 6:30 to 8, you do that?
6:30 to 8, yeah.
Does it have to be teams, or can a single
You can play by yourself,
going?
You can play on a team up to six.
Oh,
yeah.
It's a good time. Actually, in March, we got a fun event coming up. It's it's Women's History Month, so we're going to do trivia all about women. Dudes are welcome, too.
Who comes up with the questions?
I do.
Just on your own?
Yeah. I mean, use a little AI, use a little...
Sure.
Okay, but toss a couple at us.
There. Toss it.
Come on.
Let me pull... I had them up here one
Todd,
second.
You're playing, too.
We're playing, too. All right.
And what kind of teacher are you? What's your...
I do history and social studies for an alternative ed school.
Yeah. Nice.
Figure you had that history in you.
So here we go.
You guys want? Should we do beer trivia?
Beer.
Todd would get that.
Yeah, Dad, give it to him.
I may not.
Okay.
Let's try it.
All right. Let's go here.
Here we go.
Let's just do this round. Beer and
Lion's Tail Brewing. Okay.
Beer and advertising.
Okay.
Wow. I'm going to give you a beer slogan or tagline.
Okay.
You provide the brewery or beer that produced it.
Got it.
The champagne of beers.
Miller High Life.
Ding. It's beer. Hooray, beer.
I've never heard of that before.
Little short, stubby bottle.
Mickey Mouse.
Red and white on the label.
Red, white, and blue?
Red Stripe, the Jamaican beer.
Oh, Red Stripe. All right.
All right. The beer that made Milwaukee famous.
Old Milwaukee.
Schlitz. Oh, the preemptive bell.
It was
Schlitz.
Schlitz. Schlitz and Blatz were known for two things in my house, because my dad drank the cheaper beers, right? And he always said Schlitz and Blatz always give you the...
Yeah. Schlitz.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. You never forget your first girl.
St. Pauli's.
There we go.
Oh,
it took
nice
a second.
Job.
I saw it hit his face there. All right, and then let's do this last one. Miles Away from Ordinary.
Coors?
Nope.
Rolling Rock?
Nope.
I don't know.
Heineken?
Nope. Corona.
Oh, all right, It makes sense, don't you think, right? Yeah.
You must spend some time researching because you want tougher questions.
Yeah.
Some of those teams are like, you know, college grads, and they really
pretty
competitive.
If I'm ever slightly wrong if I have a poorly worded question, they're like, well, technically that question was worded poorly.
Exactly.
So they're
when
on
I've been through those trivia things, same thing happens with people.
And that sounds like a fun
they
night.
They get so competitive.
Right, but it is fun to be with four of your friends or your kids or something and do that. But just remind people that it is free, and it's you want to just have some hors d'oeuvres and drinks. And then don't bring your phones. I mean, let's play along to get along.
If you want to Snapchat your Aunt Carol that Mr. Trivia is awesome, I'll take that. But if you're going to be on your phone while I'm reading questions,
Okay, right.
Can I throw one at you?
Yeah.
From the land of sky blue waters.
Hams.
Yeah.
Well,
Yeah.
He's locked in.
As soon as he started singing, he rolls his eyes. Okay, wow, this is hard. This is wild. This is, I'll never get this.
Wow. Well, here's not necessarily a tagline, but this is from a commercial. We need one pin, Rodney.
Oh, yeah, Miller Lite.
Miller Lite.
Oh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bob Uecker and Rodney.
I know my beer slogan. Yeah,
you guys did pretty good.
I'll give you that. So,
Mabel, another Black Label. Carling's Black Label.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So this is Wednesday nights is trivia, and
he doesn't seem real impressed.
It's work for your company or for Lion's Tail Brewery, and now you're segueing into this speed dating. So let's talk a little bit more about this.
Yeah, so speed dating, we decided let's try and see if we can get some folks out that like craft beer, want to have a couple beers, and then also maybe meet some folks. It's going to be pretty light and casual. We're not going to make it super serious. We're going to try and have an even number of men and women, and we'll just do. A nice little get to know you game at the beginning, just to kind of ease into it, and then you'll have a round of dating, and then we've got a provided card with a bunch of suggested questions.
When you say a round of dating,
yep.
So a lady's sitting here.
Yep. So
right. A lady's sitting right here. I come and sit right here.
Yep.
Is it 2 minutes?
You hit a timer.
Yep. Yep. So as the host, I'll have a timer going, so I'll say, all right, we got, and it's going to be dependent upon how many people are there on how long the dates can be, because we want everybody to be able to date as many people as possible.
Okay. Do they pick who they want to?
No, we're gonna. The men should have to move, right? So the ladies are going to be seated in the center of the square of tables, and the men will just rotate around and date each woman for 3-4 minutes, and then
well, that could be a long time.
Yeah.
It doesn't. I was thinking 2 minutes, but
we've got a good set of questions available to ask.
Yes or no questions.
After about 45 seconds, you know.
That's what they say in sales too. You know.
And so I mean, if you rule them out, you rule them out. But it's fun to ask them some fun questions.
Trust me, she'll know quicker than you.
Yeah. It's going to be like, this isn't going to work. Yeah. I know. Okay, let's just play along. Don't embarrass me, please.
Okay, thanks. It was nice meeting you. I think we still got like a minute and a half. No, I don't think we do.
It's worse when they say we still got 3.5 minutes. So.
Yeah, no, we'll encourage them to fill the time with some of the questions that
we have. But you're asking questions as well, right?
Yep. So I'll be asking questions as a host, but then I've got a list of questions. So each dater will have a card with suggested questions. Like if they're stuck, they can ask their own too if they want. But we just got some fun ones. Like if you could be a guest star on any reality show, which one would it be?
So then what happens afterwards?
Afterwards. So prior to when you check in, we're going to provide each dater with a dater card.
Okay.
And it'll have a grid of numbers, and then it'll have a little checkbox next to the number. And then if you're interested in that person getting your contact information, you just check the box of their number, because then we don't need to be doing the
here's my number, right?
So because if somebody's not comfortable giving their digits but they don't want to like be mean, whatever, they can just check the box. We'll exchange.
Is this a little bit of a spectator sport too? I mean, would people
to go and watch?
No, I'm just saying that because my wife is all into this Bachelor and all that. She watches that stuff. Will people come and just watch to see what happens?
No, we're gonna keep it private. There's a back room in Lion's Tail. We're gonna have a little curtain up, make it a little bit more private.
Landon, stick around. We're gonna take a quick break. Stick around. Yeah. Ariel Perez will be joining us as well. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Help me explain, as a matter of fact, I like beer.
He likes beer.
Last night I dreamed that I passed through the
Little Tom T. Hall. It's never 31 degrees below zero when we can play some Tom T. Hall.
Right.
Welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here in WGBW and WISS. Once again, if you're dressing the kids for... Are any schools closed?
There are some schools some closed, schools. Yep.
11 below in Green Bay, 9 below in Appleton, 13 below in Oshkosh, wind chill of 30 degrees below zero. But it could be worse. You could be in Minot, North Dakota, where the wind chill is...
Negative 60.
60!
Wow. Ooh. Wow, that's...
You know, man, I think North Dakota, correct me if I'm wrong, because I know Minnesota still has a couple, high school outdoor hockey arenas. I know War Road, Minnesota still has one.
I'm not familiar with any in North Dakota.
Outside. Okay.
There might be, though.
You want to talk about the coldest things to do? Go out to a hockey game outside right about now. Well, tell us a little bit more here. The speed dating event, Lion's Tail Brewing in Neenah.
Address.
Everything we need to know. Landon Lawson.
Yeah, for sure. So it's in Neenah. We're at Lionsdale. It's going to start at 7 p.m. on Thursday the 20th. If you'd like to register and join in, we've got a few spots left, a few spots for gals, a few spots for fellas. You can just email Neenah@lionstailbrewing.com, and then you'll get an email with all the details and the suggestions and the...
Is this more popular with the ladies or the guys?
I think at the beginning we had... the first few signups were ladies, but then we had a long string of guys sign up. And so I think right now we just have, is it two more ladies than guys overall signed up? So it's pretty even.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. That's cool.
So, and we want it even because.
Do you encourage them to have a couple of samples of your brew beforehand just to kind of.
I encourage everyone to have a couple samples of our brew.
Right. Break the ice, man.
And, you know, if you don't like having a conversation when you're having a beer. We have a great selection of non-alcoholic beers available.
Oh, nice.
We've got our hop water available, which is really delicious. It's just a nice lightly a nice light seltzer that's crisp and tasty.
Cool. You didn't get the address.
410 South Commercial, I think.
Okay. All right.
Right downtown then, huh?
Yep.
I'm sure that alcohol does
loosens it up.
Take the edge off.
Yeah.
Some guy slobbering all over. She's like, "Well, I'll fix that problem." You think you should keep moving. Next table.
I got one more question for her.
Right. I'm not going yet. Stop that bell. Stop the bell.
Who is your favorite Packer?
And then if she gives the wrong answer, he'll go on a tangent.
I hate you. Yeah. I was just like that one night. Oh, yeah, sure you were, honey. That's going to be great. And your age?
Yeah, so we're going to encourage it to be 21 to 35 for this first one. And then ideally, we like how it goes, and then we'll do another one for folks that are older than that.
Why did you gesture to me? I mean.
No. You guys, I mean.
I'm just kidding.
I would have to check your IDs to see if you're going to hit the 35.
I think, though, down the road, if this gets legs, which I think it's going to, I think people would like to watch this, too. Like I said, you know, that whole Bachelor, Bachelorette, whatever those
areas.
To sit up on the balcony and just drinking. Oh, that guy. What
he doesn't have a shot.
Look at that guy. As soon as he walks in.
I got $5.
Exactly.
He blows them off.
Jim would have the betting going.
I would have the betting going.
That guy. He'd have one of those little green visors. What do you need? I got some action here. Give me a table six. Give me 20 at table six.
All the cash rolled up. Typical bookie.
Holding his sleeve.
Penciling
the air. I can totally see that.
That sounds like a great evening.
I do want to make it clear to listeners that there's not going to be anybody watching.
Yeah, okay, I know. That's phase two.
That's
phase
what
two.
You think.
We're here to help you out, man.
Somebody texted Mind on the Mayor live from speed dating. Sounds like fun.
Oh, would we have fun?
Okay, man.
That would be fun. That would be funny.
Somebody's got to give us some. We'll give a prize pack for the best question you send in that should be asked.
Right. Okay, Todd. That's a great idea. Yeah.
Yes.
Go ahead and text. You know what we're going to do? Lines 21. I will donate my pack of micro. Not what do you call it? Not microbrews. What do you call these?
Yeah, that's fine.
IPAs. I will donate my 4-pack to the best question that should be asked, male to female or vice versa.
Well, what do you want? Who's asking the questions?
Myself and the other hosts are going to ask some of the questions, but then the daters will be asking each other questions.
Oh, it's
and
each other.
They'll have a card to choose from. They can just choose questions they want to know.
Okay, all right. So Johnny's right with that. So the best question, either sex, to ask the other person.
So it's not just the guy interviewing her.
No, they'll flip-flop.
No. Yep. And what would you say?
What would I ask?
I don't know what I would ask.
I would ask.
What is your net worth?
Next table. I'm going to tell you what I thought you were going to ask, and I'm being serious. Politically. What do you think? Political question.
Red, blue. Come on. Quick. I got to go.
Quick question.
I think we'll encourage folks to steer clear of those questions.
Hey, let me ask you this, though. It's got to be kind of fun. I mean, you're doing your passion with the teaching, obviously, which is really cool. And you mentioned psychic. When you read different things these days about give advice to young people starting out in the world, no matter what you do, they encourage like a side gig. Have something else going on
that,
you know, occupies your mind, does whatever, you know, and all those kind of things. But so that's cool that you do both.
Yeah, it's fun.
And I think what's cool about your side hustle, and I think everyone should have a side hustle, and I was telling you earlier, I teach at our local technical college here, but you might have a side hustle that... is your passion. Some people do a side hustle to make money. You know,
I do this
during the day, but at night I'm delivering pizzas. So, okay. But that's pretty cool that you took your social studies and history and parlayed that into a...
For sure, yeah. I mean, I would go to Bartrevue all the time, and then I would enjoy it. But then I was like, one day I was like, I was bartending back, you know, before this. And I was like, I don't like closing the bar at midnight or 2 a.m. or whatever.
Oh,
I need to do
that.
A side hustle where I can be done by 8 o'clock because
right.
I'm getting
kudos,
up there in age.
Kudos to you because the host can make a difference with that stuff. You seem like I think you have
so.
Good energy.
I know
so.
Yeah. I have fun with it. I enjoy it. I really like coming up with the questions, and I like getting regulars for trivia because then I can right. I can tailor things towards them and their requests for themes and stuff like that. So,
would you mind if I ask? I'm sorry. Could I just your ink on your arm, your tattoo. Could you just explain that?
Yeah,
I mean that's very very involved. So I don't mean to get personal, but what is that?
Yeah, I just got a bunch of flowers. I got sunflowers all over my arm because that was my grandma's favorite flower. She had a sunflower themed kitchen, and so it's like my
got it.
In honor of grandma tattoo.
Well, that's a little bit Minot too, right?
Oh, yeah. So they got sunflowers all over.
That's what they do up there.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Okay.
And then I put a skull in here to make it a little bit more manly.
I saw the skull. The skull amongst the flowers is the part that I had to ask about.
The flowers bothered me a little bit. I'm glad to see that skull. Well, what a great, I don't know, job, career, but you're really helping people too. And do they win prizes in the trivia night? Talk about the trivia night.
Yeah, so at all my locations, the bar that they're at, they offer a prize. Typically, it's a gift card for first place, gift card for second place. I do a fun halftime round where it's rapid fire trivia, and the team that wins that wins a round of beers for the team, so they get real competitive.
Nice.
That would be competitive.
Nice.
This is awesome. All right.
Nice. Well, this is fun. Okay. Landon, it's great having you here.
Yeah, thank you very much for
thank you
for having me.
All right, Nina Lyons. LionsTailBrewery.com, right?
Yep. Nina at LionsTailBrewery.com.
All right, cool.
Thank you for coming in. Speed event coming up on
Thursday.
20th. Phenomenal. 7 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
But they got to register, correct?
They do have to register. Yeah, we still got to keep it even between the guys and gals.
Yep. No spectators allowed at this time.
They can sit at the bar and they can try and hear what's going on, but okay. I don't know.
All right.
We'll see you Thursday.
Ariel Perez from Green Bay Press Gazette will be joining us next.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Over the next 2 weeks, Brown County and the Port of Green Bay will be meeting with 8 groups who responded to the request for information and expressed interest in operating or developing the former Pulliam plant site. Dean Hain, director of the Port of Green Bay, said the discussions will center around job creation, economic development, and moving cargo. C. Rice is one of those interested parties with a plan to move the coal piles from downtown Green Bay to the Pulliam site. Here's some good news because of the weekend snow. Almost all of the area snowmobile trails are open. All Brown County, Outagamie County, and Winnebago County trails are open to snowmobiling. Enthusiasts are reminded to be aware of changing conditions as the weather warms up later in the week and to stay on the trails. If you leave a marked trail, you are trespassing. Criolla Catherine Johnson was critical to the success of the first manned space flights in the United States. Johnson's work was made famous by the movie Hidden Figures, which took a Hollywood look at her work on the Project Mercury space flights. She calculated trajectories, launch windows, and return paths.
Okay, so that puts your landing zone at 5.0667 degrees north, 77.3333 degrees west, which is here.
At a time when America was rife with racial tension and many areas of the South were segregated, Johnson's work at NASA was crucial to the historical moon missions. She went on to shape America's space shuttle program as well. In 2015, President Barack Obama awarded her the Presidential Medal of Freedom. In 2021, she was posthumously inducted into the National Women's Hall of Fame. For furthering space exploration, encouraging and inspiring students, and serving as a pioneering example of African-American women in STEM fields, Katherine Johnson is not a hidden figure, but a historical figure for Black History Month. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Special thanks to Cheese Curd Nick today, bringing in some unbelievably delicious fresh sourdough cinnamon buns. Yeah. Phenomenal.
He didn't make those. Cheese Curd Nick is like deep fried fish.
Yeah, if we had deep fried cinnamon buns, it'd be from Nick.
Is that his neighbor? Whatever.
I don't know.
Lady he knows, but she has this she's licensed under Cottage Industries, so she can make bake things and sell them. And
I didn't know you could do that.
Me either. I mean, I got to look into that a little bit more. But
or yeah. That creates some money made there. I'll tell
exactly.
You that.
Wow. And you know, and her where she lives is pretty good traffic area too. You just put a little something outside.
But again, I'm not even kidding about that. Get that fragrance wafting
vent it, yeah.
Around places.
Absolutely.
That's unbelievable.
Can you imagine that in the morning, smelling those cinnamon rolls?
Yep.
Yeah, that would that'd get you to stop in.
Yep.
Anyway, pretty good stuff. Yeah, and Nick is, you know, he was showing me. I was really surprised. On his phone, he's got, yeah, he's like a one-man band, right? He does this
I got to ask you to talk amongst yourself one quick second. Right. I got to get this in time.
And on his phone, he has his sales. And you would be surprised. And here's a guy that vends Packer games, a few other events. It deep fries fish, like I said, cheese curds. Takes both credit cards and cash. And he was showing me, he has everything on his phone. He doesn't have a laptop. And the money he's making is, it's impressive. And if I don't know what he's got for a living, if he's got kids or something, but what he's making, you can live pretty well. I mean, it's more than the average higher income per household in Brown County.
But I will say this.
And I think that's awesome.
There's a lot more work that goes into that than people realize.
That is true. That's true.
I mean, you talk about a side, but it's, when you're into the schedule.
You know, that's true, because those Packer games, that's not a three-hour thing.
No.
I mean, that's probably seven or eight hours. You're up there early. And the NFL draft, though, he's got his booth space, and he's smart, because it's April 23rd, which is, I don't know how many days away we are from the draft, but he's also lining up some earned media, right? He's getting some TV people in there, and we're going to be talking about him.
You know what I'm still waiting for? And you'd think it's going to be, it's going to be pretty quick. Almost like more of that physical layout where everything's going to be. I'm anxious to see that.
Yeah, because those guys booked hotel rooms way out, like at least, I think it's like 6 weeks. So they're going to start building, you know, the stage and some other things. So yeah, it's.
You got Ariel there, Todd? All right. Okay. Ariel Perez.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, Ariel.
Morning, Fred. How are you?
Good. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy Valentine's.
Feliz Navidad.
Yeah, it's been a while. How are you? How are you doing?
Good. I just got over influenza A, so I've been out of commission for like a week and a half, but back to it now.
All right.
How is that, Ariel? I've heard people are down for the count with that.
Yeah, it's pretty rough. It's like comes in waves. So for me was like first I was feeling really tired. My fever wasn't that as high, but then suddenly when I thought that I was out of it and started to work, my fever got really high and it felt like a truck ran over me and I couldn't get out of bed for like 2 days.
So Ariel Perez, Green Bay Press Gazette, just a great writer. Did you turn this into a story? Did you get paid for being at home? My fever.
Almost. I wrote about it on my Facebook page.
Okay, well, that's close enough.
But I did work during those days. I did pull a couple of stories about things that were happening because, you know, I still get emails and questions about what's going on here, what's happening here. I also had, you know, every year I meet with the BIDS directors and we talk about how 2024 was and what were the highs and what are their plans for 2025. So those stories were still in the making when I started feeling really bad. I mean, I had written a couple already that were published, you know, with Jeff Merkes and Leah Weaker and Brian Johnson, but I still had to write my conversation with Tina from Definitely the Pier, which, by the way, is published today.
Would you do me a favor? If you have her text, would you text Tina Quigley and tell her we've been asking her to come on this show?
We want to get her on here.
Since she ran the beer tent when I was doing that book signing behind bosses in DePere, we think the world of her.
Oh, man, she... of course, her dad is legendary. What Tim did.
Tim. He's really the guy. You got to think about it. He is the pioneer of the festivals in Green Bay.
Yeah. And I last week I interviewed Tarl Knight, who could be, you know,
he's generation.
You know, he's young, but you talk about his plans and buying real estate and offering more venues. And it's cool to watch those people, you know, someone that's a little bit older like me, in 10 years, it's amazing what some people could be doing. So it's fun to watch that. Hey, is that Starbucks closed on Military and Mason?
I got to get to that.
I went there and they were closed. Get on
about that.
I mean, isn't
because
that big news?
They're not closing. They're moving.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
okay.
They're moving to the Green Bay, right across the Green Bay Plaza.
Okay. All right. I feel better. They were closed on Sunday.
Ariel?
I think the if I remember correctly, the lease was going, and there is a new building that it's been
awesome. I know there's another
right there at the Green Bay Plaza with, I think there's four spaces, and one of them is for
one of those alt lots is Starbucks. You're right, next to where we get the car washed. Okay,
yeah.
Hey, Ariel, exactly. Former mafia guys, like when they're not their hands on anymore, they still have their people that kind of, what's going on the east side over there? So if you don't mind, be that, you know, the mafia guy here who's working, you know, it's a former Don. Give him a status report in his city, okay?
Oh, man.
I got a lot of stuff to look into because I was going to tell you this, there's a lot of investment coming on, you know, this area, especially on the east side and where I live in the town of Scott. I'm working on a story about that because there's a lot of development happening. And, you know, this area here, not a lot of people come this way unless they're going to Door County and, you know, Sister Bay and all that. But there's a lot of development happening around here. I'm working. I have an interview with the developer, the director of the development of the town of Scott, because there's a big, big project here. There's also, you know, Bellevue keeps popping with new businesses and new buildings that are for lease. The east side, especially in the Green Bay area, there's some properties that just got sold. I got to find out what's going on there and what's coming. There's a lot happening. There's a lot of money flowing into the city, and not just, you know, not just housing, a lot of other small projects. You know, people are looking into invest here in Green Bay, which is good.
And I was just going to say that as residents, you take some comfort in that because those people know what they're doing. I mean, you really think like a Starbucks is going to go someplace where it's not going to work, or, you know, some of these businesses that out in Bellevue. And I know that that property, it's very expensive on 54 going up to Door County, but there's a lot of opportunity for development out there, a lot. So you just got to make
The east side.
That's
going to
boom.
Here in New Franken, there's two big projects. One, the land just prepared for the next phase, but there's one that just got built where next level pickleball built a space.
I didn't know that. Oh.
There's, you know, restaurants coming here. There's a lot of small companies there, you know, for cabinets and windows and alarm and stuff like that. Small companies.
Those are good paying jobs,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was just going to say.
But there's a lot. There's a fire, fitness. So there's a lot, and there's a lot more space. So I think it's an interesting project. I got my eyes on it a couple months back, but, you know, you get so much to do that when you never get to really what you want to do with. It takes time.
Yeah.
So now I find, and then for the past 3 weeks, I've been rescheduling my meetings with these guys at the town of Scott because I was sick and I didn't want to get them sick. But now it's finally happening this week, I hope, and maybe next week we'll have that story out.
I thought that land out there should be retail. And I remember talking to, this is, I'm going to date myself here, the president of Shopko. And I'm like, look, I'd like you guys to buy and build a store out there, and, you know, maybe some other, that would spur some other development. And he drove out there and he came back. He goes, you know, that seems kind of far away out there. You know, where you
like,
go
what to, are you talking about? Scott, New Franken?
Yeah. He says, that seems kind of far. I said, well, the more you drive it, the closer it gets.
Yeah, that's true.
But I, at the beginning, when I moved here, I thought it was like far away from
exactly.
the city, but it's just 10 minutes.
It is. It's 10 minutes. It, but the first time you're out there kind of looking out the window, it's like, there's nothing out here. But there, anyway, that's a great opportunity. I'm glad you're covering that. And like I said, I think this community should take some comfort.
Well, it's funny. I remember a Packer player one time, he rented a cabin out in Dykesville. He thought, my God, there's some blue. And people are like, what? You're driving, and he's from New York. He played for the Giants. He goes, are you people kidding me?
It's right there.
This is the easiest drive I've ever had in my life.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, no, and you know, there's a lot of new houses, too. So this area is growing as well. Not as fast as other areas, I would think, but it's growing. So it's good. It you can tell when there's a lot of money flowing into a city. You can tell, like, you know, the surroundings of the city start growing as well.
Chicken and egg, though, right? The retail wants rooftops, and the rooftops want retail. So, yeah, but you've got, I think something we really need in this community is more single-family homes. We're building a lot of apartments and just some condos under construction. But, you know, if you can build single-family homes, I think ultimately that's what people kind of want. So, yeah, I think that area is really going to be a growth area.
Hey, Ariel, I know you're taking care of your little one and you got things to do. Would you be able to stick around for a one-minute break and just follow up when we come back?
Sure. I have a couple more minutes for you guys.
Okay. Well, as soon as we come back, we just got like two more questions for you, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
Thanks, buddy. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Nothing illegal about it.
Hey, welcome back.
What was it?
I said there's nothing illegal about that.
We'll just leave it there.
We'll follow up with that story later.
Ariel Perez is joining us, Green Bay Press, because I know you only got a couple of minutes, Ariel. We each have one question we wanted to ask you. You're talking about that area near the town of Scott. I'm a big fan of the town of Lawrence and that whole area. Just thumbnail sketch how you see that area, and then Jim has a question for you about the other area, and we'll let you get on your deadline.
Well, you know, I've done a couple of stories there on the town of Lawrence. I've seen also some development on the west side of the pier, so a little bit further down. And there's also some development happening next to the highway. I don't know if you've seen that. There was the Taco Bell moved, and I think there's some new buildings coming, but I haven't got there yet. I know that the Sports Emporium, which is you know, the soccer place,
right?
They're moving. They sold that building to the company that is right next to it, and they're moving to a different location that is being built currently. So there's also movement there. Yeah, for sure. It's a whole area, like the whole Green Bay area, Brown County area. There's a lot of movement here.
There is. So let's talk about that. And you're getting this investment, and a lot of these people, you know, if you look at Green Bay, right, the Green Bay name, and then all these municipalities, these 7, 8, 9 municipalities that surround them, they use that. Do you see us consolidating services and names and becoming just Greater Green Bay and not having Howard and Ashwaubenon and getting? And it's been tried before. I'm just curious as to you, as kind of a newer person in the community that interviews the investment, do you see them, do they really know where they're buying? Or are they buying in Green Bay? You know what I mean? Like, it's like, well, really? This is Bellevue? This is Ashwaubenon? I didn't even know that.
You know, that's funny, because I have the same issue when I'm writing. You know, my editor, it's always like, make sure that, you know, it's the right location, the right village, because sometimes the address just says Green Bay, but it's not Green Bay. It can be Bellevue, it can be Ashwaubenon, it can be, you know, Suamico. So I think many people that don't have businesses in the area, you know, like people, especially with people that work on public relations, you know, like they handle the PR for
Target.
Big companies that come here. They don't know exactly when they say Green Bay and it's actually Ashwagandha. They don't know that. I you know, it's not.
I can't tell you where the boundaries are.
It should be better to put it on the one umbrella. But you know, I think each village has their own thing, their own ways of doing things. So I guess that's,
well,
that
but,
makes sense.
But Ariel, if if they're going to have their own way of doing things, their own elections, their own zoning, their own, you know, they should have their own name. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just think that, because I was telling Johnny, that's what we were talking about during the break.
Yeah.
There was a study done, and it was an expensive study, like tens of thousands of dollars. I think just consolidating the police was like a $6 million savings. Don't hold me to that number, but it was significant. I mean, it was, that would affect your property taxes. So
I hear you. And I'm going to, you know, I can't speak for that here because I would be, you know, I would be speculating, but I can tell you from my experience coming from the Dominican Republic, which is a small island, and there are like 32 provinces. And a bunch of senators and a bunch of legislators and you know, it gets so complicated and it's too much money spent. You're right. And we see it over there, you know, in the DR, there's a lot that you could simplify a lot and you could save a lot too.
Right.
And then reinvest that.
I guess I get
what you're saying.
And I was just asking you as somebody who is kind of new that really focuses on the investment side. I mean, are the days of annexing Preble, are those over, or do you think that's going to happen? And you don't have to answer that, but I'm just, you know, that did happen back in the day, because of the services and obviously because of the cost.
I can tell you this. I've heard from several business owners, and how it's easier to do business in one town or another. That happens a lot. Like I hear, oh, it takes too long here, so I went this way. You know, and also it happens with prices too. Like the rent here is too high, I'm going this way instead.
Right.
You know,
right.
Even though some might not be the same traffic of people or the, you know, a high traffic area, but it makes more sense and it's faster for them because, you know, with business, when if you're not selling, you're not making money. And most of them want to start right away, especially when they're new. And so I've heard that a lot. Like,
sure.
I went to this place, this area, because the other one was taking too long and it was so expensive there.
But there's so much we could learn from each other. Anyway, I was just curious as what you're, because you're right to the investors. I know we got 30 seconds. Let me tell you a quick story. I recruited a business. They're from Indianapolis, showed them around the city, da, da, da. And the guy calls me and I'm waiting. He calls me, goes, Mayor, we're coming to Green Bay. And I'm like, that is awesome. They're going to love that. And he's on Oneida Street. I'm like, whatever.
Oh, you're close.
Yeah, right.
Hey, Ariel, we'll let you go. Ariel Perez, Green Bay Press Gazette. We love your writing. We love your tenacity.
Yeah.
We love your creativity. We love having you on this show. We appreciate that so much. And have you called back home to the Dominican, said, like, Mom, it's 31 degrees below zero where I am?
My dad keeps sending me texts. Oh, it's cold over there. I'm looking at the map. And I'm like, you don't know what cold is yet.
Ariel, you're the greatest. We truly appreciate you taking the time to be on with us.
Sure. I'll see you soon, guys.
Right, sounds
thanks.
Great.
Thank you
so much. Ariel Perez, Green Bay Press Gazette. When we come back, a really good topic, Battle Buddy Response Team. Nationwide effort to help battle buddies in need. Back after this.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.